Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Record. Today I have Deja Dorn, rising R&B artist. How are you doing today, Deja?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm doing good.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. So I want to get right into it. So where are you from and how has your city influenced your own music?
Well, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. That's like in North Florida. I don't know if you've ever heard of Duval County, but that's what most people from Jacksonville call it, Duval County.
Okay.
Yeah. And I grew up with a lot of different influences in my music space. I was raised by like a lot of people. So I spent a lot of time with my grandma, like in church. So, you know, she made me sing in the choir, of course, like everybody's grandma makes you do.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of love for like gospel music, especially Mary. You know, they made young people really love gospel because it was also like pop, R&B in a way. So I have that in my singing style and the way I like do my runs and things like that. And with my mom, it was whatever was hot. So all the R&B divas, whatever was on the radio, my uncles were around. So all of the hip hop and things like that. So when I first started experimenting as like a writer and artist in general, I would rap because it was like, it was easy. You know, if you write, anybody that knows how to write can rap, in my opinion, because you can make words rhyme easily and you can just rap. So that's how I first started experimenting as an artist, rapping and getting comfortable, just sharing my voice. And then eventually I was like, okay, I know I want to sing. So it's my thing.
No, I love that. I was going to talk about you and your rapping too. So let's like get to that question now, because I learned that. So you got into rapping basically when you started writing, correct?
Yeah. I always was a writer. Just growing up, I didn't talk a lot. So I always would write out my feelings, write out my thoughts. I would be in my uncle's stuff because one of my uncles, he's only 12 years older than me. So I was always on his head, just going through his stuff. He had like rap books. He also can rap too. Yeah, like rap books. I'll be reading all his stuff. My mom kept a lot of journals. I would always be reading all her stuff. So writing was just always a core thing to me.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I think writing is just a foundation for so many like creative, you know, ventures too, because to have an idea, you know, you got to write it down, got to put it to paper some type of way, even if it's on your phone in your notes section. Like, you know, I love writing. So tell me a little bit about your musical journey. So how did you get started with music, with your own singing?
With my own singing. Okay. It's like real spotty. The more I've been, because I get asked this question, obviously, as I do more interviews. So I've been thinking of ways to just clearly get out the storyline. So just growing up, me and my cousins would be making up songs and recording ourselves. I got so many like embarrassing videos like all around Facebook and on YouTube. Just making up songs. Me and my cousin made up a song about white donuts, like powdered donuts. I was obsessed with powdered donuts. It's on Facebook somewhere. It's crazy. And we'd be burning, you know, LimeWire and burn a CD and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to make up little songs. We would burn them on a little CD. Our parents thought it was hilarious. Then going through college, I would be with my homeboy. I have a lot of homeboys. Like, I'm one of those girls. Like, I got a lot of homegirls too, but there's another side of me where I just hang out with guys. So we would be sitting in the car rapping and hotboxing. Excuse me. Yeah, I used to smoke, but we'd be sitting in the car rapping, hotboxing. And they was always like bigging me up, but you know, like really going crazy for me whenever I would say something. Like, you can rap. They are like, you can really rap. So. I have a best friend, Donovan. He also makes beats. So my first song, he produced the beat for it. And he would always just send me beats or whatever when I moved to New York. And I would send him back like little voice notes and be like going crazy over it. And that particular song for that particular beat for I Don't Want You, I did that during the pandemic.
Oh.
Well, like right after the pandemic. We're still in the pandemic. Are we still in the pandemic?
Kind of, I feel like, in a way,
So, like, right after lockdown, I'll say that. And, you know, during that time, everybody was self-reflecting and, like, I need to really do what I really want to do because life is short. So that's what got me to take singing seriously and sharing, like, serious effort for making songs during the pandemic. And then now I'm here. I really took the journey seriously then.
Yeah, no, seriously. I think like you said, like the lockdown, the pandemic, which I feel like we're still kind of in, you know, we had so much time to do things that we like really enjoyed and, you know, maybe things we put on the back burner for a bit and we're able to really just like come into our power. So, you know, I like hearing that.
That's definitely what happened for many of us.
Yeah. Who are some of your inspirations that you find like musical artists?
Like I said, literally all the divas, all the R&B divas. So like, I really love Monica. Monica, her song, Why I Love You So Much. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like five. And it made me cry in the back seat of the car. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, why are you crying? And then I told her, I was like, I want to sound like that. It's so beautiful. And my mom was just like, everything funny. So she was laughing at me. But for me in that moment, I was like super serious. I want to sing like that. That I tell you all the time, that song made me want to be a singer. Obviously Brandy, Mariah Carey, all the singers that are writers, of course. I love Tweet. I love.
That's great. Yeah.
All the producers. I love Missy. I love everybody for the most part. Really. I had a phase. I had this phase in high school, like middle school, high school, where all I listened to was like punk stuff. So I really love Hayley Williams from Paramore.
Yeah.
I love her vocal ability. She has like that gospel in her too. I love her. I'm going to be mad if I miss somebody. Oh, Keisha Cole. Definitely Keisha Cole. 10-year-old me when that first album, that The Way It Is album came out. No skips. No skips at all. That whole era, like 2004 to 2006 for me with R&B, it was great for me.
And it's like records that you named, obviously, you know, artists that you named who are multi-disciplines, like a Missy Elliott who can literally do anything. And then you have a Keisha Cole who, for me too, listening to her growing up, I'm like, she has so much power in her voice, like her and Whitney. I'm just like, Whitney brings me to tears to this day. Like, oh my God. And it's not that, you know, I don't think it's super common nowadays, like hearing that. Like, obviously, we have some great vocalists like now, like Jasmine. I love Chloe's voice. Like, you know, they can really they do amazing. Victoria, you know, but yeah, all the people that you named growing up, like those people I listen to, too. And like they just make you like want to do better, you know.
I love singing. If you love singers, everybody that can sing, I'm just like, yeah, all of them. All the girls that come from that Whitney Brandy tree. You can tell, especially singers of today, you can tell who they study because you know, just the way they do their runs or they like stack their vocals. Everybody go crazy about the way Brandy stacks their vocals. You can hear a lot of that in Victoria Monet. In India Shawn, you can hear a lot of the like, that warmth. So I love all the girls that sing.
R&B is doing its thing. You know, they're doing its thing. If you could describe your own music in three words, like what would you describe it as?
My own music in three words. Very, very honest. We use the word sincere whenever we talk about the way I sing or whatever. Honest, I would say sassy. I like to put sass in the way that I write. You know, just put my personality in there. What else? And I would say loving. It's all like about love, whether it's like self-love or love for others or love in a relationship, you know, love for the world.
Oh, I love that. I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that in your music. Welcome. Besides like music, you also model. So what are some similarities between music and modeling, do you find?
You know, I honestly, I notice a lot more differences. I notice a lot of differences.
Okay.
But I will just say, like, the similarities, because that's the question. The similarities.
you can name the differences. That's fine.
Yeah. But the similarities include, like, you got to have, like, presence. You know, you have to, you know, have a certain likability with whatever team you're working with, whether that's, like, you know, working with a photographer or you're going to producer. So it takes some teamwork. But I do want to highlight the differences that I've grown to appreciate about music. Music is way more collaborative, and it has its competitiveness, but it's not so, like, in your face competitive, because, you know, like, modeling, it's like, it's all based on how you look.
Yeah.
Literally all based on how you look. And it's like, yes or no. And it's like only like two spots. And with modeling, they'll have, you already have a girl that looks like you. It's like, she don't look like me. She just light skin with a short haircut. Mm-hmm. But we can look totally different.
Yeah.
So I've every time I'm like in a studio session, I'm like, this feels more like community versus, you know, no, you look like this, you look like that. So, but I love modeling. I do love, like, it helped me gain a presence and be confident in doing performing on stage and stuff like that. So it has these things that go together and the things that make a difference.
Yeah, I always think there's like an up and down side, like, almost for every type of career, like, you know. So I love that how you said, like, music was collaborative. Like, who are some people that you would like to collaborate in the future with your own music?
In the future, I would love to collaborate with, I love Leon Thomas. I love his last project, Electric Dust. Electric Dust.
He's great.
I really love him. I love Brent, obviously. I would love to make fun of Brent. I love Anicia, because I'm into, like, the new girl rap. The fun girl rap. I'm so into it. And I would love to make a cute. What's that song? Eve and Gwen Stefani. That whole era, I want to do that over. There's some fun girl power stuff. Yeah, I really love Tyus. I don't know if you're familiar with Tyus. I love him. I would love to make a ballad, R&B ballads and fun stuff and the cool club R&B stuff. You know, I feel like I can do that with Brent. So I think about this all the time. I can give you a whole bunch of answers.
That's a good list. And I feel like there's also artists that are kind of, in a way, kind of genre bending. And I know Brent, he has like a new wave of sound. Like, obviously everyone has influences, but I think when he came on the scene, like, no one was really doing that with that, the deep, like, baritone voice and toxic lyrics, you know, like, I love me some Brent. Yeah, he's great. And Leon Thomas, he's amazing. Leon Thomas is amazing.
He's crazy good. Like, I really want to go learn, like, just sit and learn some stuff from him. He's crazy.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about your own music. So I know that you released I Don't Want You last year and Twice on Sunday earlier this year. So I know those are your two songs that you have officially out. So what made you take the leap in officially releasing your music?
I said this for the first time the other day, but it really felt like I was going to die if I did. It just felt like I was like, I don't know how to, it's not that I don't know how to do nothing else, but I don't want to do nothing else. And I'm one of those people who, if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. Or I'm just not going to have a good time doing it. And I was tired of not enjoying my work life. And I'm like, girl, you have to do what you're supposed to do or you're going to be miserable. And I don't want to be miserable at all. I want to be free and happy. So that's why I released my music.
Yeah. I feel like you come to a point of your life, it's like you kind of don't want to settle for doing anything, and I'm definitely not a settler, so I'm like you in that way. I kind of like, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna figure out how to do it and I'm gonna do it well and get it done, you know, because you don't really have another choice. What would you say has been like the hardest part about you beginning your musical career?
Social media. Content. You know, I don't think in content, like my brain doesn't work that way naturally. Mm-hmm. So it was something for me to learn. And, you know, I grew up in gifted programs. So I was used to being good at stuff. So mm-hmm. the resistance that I feel or that I express when I come in front of something that I'm not used to, I can't stand it. So I'm working through the content. It's actually fun. Some mm-hmm. things that I have done lately, I'm like, oh, this is not that hard. It's mm-hmm. fun. So the content part of having to be an artist is, it's uphill right now. I'm Girl. Still climbing. Yeah.
I feel you. I think it's just a learning curve, and I'm mm-hmm. the same way. I feel like I'm not a social media wizard, and yeah. I think that people who do that just have a different, like their brain works differently. Like mm-hmm. like I'll go out with my friends and she's like, or just now, like when I was doing my makeup before this, she was like, why don't you just record yourself and like post it as a YouTube short and then put it on a reel. I was like, oh my God, or I can just do my makeup.
I could have, but I didn't think about it. And now here I am just putting on my lip gloss. I'm done now with my face.
Exactly. Done. I'm done. It definitely is, especially with now's day and age too. It's like a lot of people want to have that like viral TikTok song. Do you think that mm-hmm. how music is today and like the landscape it is now, that's kind of a pressure for artists, or you don't kind of think like that in that way?
Do I think having to like make all the content is pressure for artists?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Because some mm-hmm. people, like the younger artists coming up there, you know, we're millennials, Gen Z?
Yeah, Gen Z, yeah.
They literally had an iPad from the time that they could walk or even before then. So they think in terms of content. Sometimes it's easier for them if they were raised that way. Because some people, my siblings and stuff, they raised a little different. My mama don't play that still. But you know, for us, I remember them wheeling in one computer in the class or something. Like, mm-hmm. we remember when the yes. internet was invented. And yes. even going home, all of us didn't have a computer. I got on a computer every weekend when I went to my cousin's house. So I wasn't used to even getting a computer. And then I'm a rebel. So when everybody was making a MySpace and an Instagram, I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not making no Instagram. I'm always just like in real life. So mm-hmm. for people like me, it could definitely be a pressure. We don't think like that. And, you know, artists, we just want to be like exist and be present. Like that's a part of being an artist. Mm-hmm. And content is like, you have to kind of plan.
Yeah.
And people with an artistic mind is like, like I only got so much percent for planning in my brain. Like I plan my outfit. Cause I know I gotta go there. I plan, you know, my route to get there. And then in the middle of all that, you're telling me I gotta set up my phone and record me doing all this. Like, this is a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. Cause yeah, like you said, it's like pre-planning, and that's why you have mm-hmm. people who do that as a job, do that as their 9-to-5, because that's what they're good at. They're good at, mm-hmm. you know, inspiring the artists to make the content that also feels natural to them. I mm-hmm. love seeing brand deals that like, you know, match up, you know, with who yeah. the person is. So yeah. I think the same way with content too, it's just like, it would feel weird for someone to do like a get ready with me and, you know, they don't wear makeup and they're putting on makeup or wearing an outfit mm-hmm. that doesn't like fit like their image or how they present themselves, at least to social media. So I get that. I think more natural content is becoming more popular, which is why I think TikTok is so popular. People want to see ordinary people.
You can just be on your bonnet and mm-hmm. start talking. You can go viral. And, yeah. that's the part where the modeling background in me is like, girl, I gotta be done up. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting out of the whole thing has to be polished. And then sometimes if you go through my TikTok, I have like a little video where I just press record. And mm-hmm. I get so many messages back from when I do stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting what I need to do. So it's pressure, but you can overcome it. You can overcome the pressure.
Yeah, I agree. So you just released Love You For Free, which is like your third overall single that you've released officially. And it has such a cute summery vibe. So where did you find the inspiration for that track?
I'm so glad it's out, actually. So with my first two releases, just the sound and like the tempo of it, we knew like the next release would be warmer weather. And we knew we needed something. We knew we needed an up tempo song to keep me leveling up as a part. So we had the track. It was a demo of another song, but me being me, like I wanted a song. So the other song was cool, but I'm like, I gotta write. We gotta write my own song. Mm-hmm. We wrote Love You For Free. We actually came up with a lot of it, a great deal of it, like sitting in the car.
Oh, wow.
Which makes it even cooler because, the meaning of the song is like, just loving somebody and, not in relation to what they can give you. Just mm-hmm. loving them for who they are. So just doing something in a relaxed environment is really what fuels like the energy of the song. So,
yeah.
Love You For Free. Just Love You For Free. Like, not for free. I joked around when I was like writing, we was writing the lyrics. I'm like, I don't need no flowers. I don't need no Birkin on diamond ring. Yeah, I do. I need you to give me gifts.
Yes.
I need you to give me some gifts. Yes. But I understand I do love you even if I didn't have to give.
Yeah, no, I like that. Because once I even saw the title, I was like, I feel like it's a very... I feel like it's almost like a non like popular opinion now is I feel like everyone goes on podcasts or on TikTok or whatever. And they say like, my man needs to, I pay all the rent and do all these things and whatever. And I think that your song kind of gives back that kind of cool summery vibe. It's still like within the culture of today, but still have the basis of how R&B today. Yeah, it's real.
You gotta be real. Y'all be saying this stuff because you saw the other girl say it, but then on the flip side, you talking about your man that's in jail. Like, come on. Come on. Let's be real about it. When you love somebody, you love somebody.
Yeah.
And, you'll go through it with them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that you didn't get like a new G-Wagon for your birthday or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not try to, have our lives be parallel with these celebrities and all that type of stuff. Like, come on.
They don't even live like that. They live like that, but they don't even live like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's be real. It's just TV and likes and clicks. So.
Exactly.
I try to cut through that. Even though I know I got to do some stuff for the social media, I still try to cut through my message.
Mm-hmm. I think the song does that as well. What would you say is your favorite line from it?
I say, like, I just need you to recognize. What a damn song. What's my lyric? Hold on. I just need you to recognize no matter the moment, I will always take you first, even though you at your first. I love that part.
Is good.
Yeah, I love that part. And then it goes to say, I'm on whatever you want. So it's like, I'm meeting you right where you are, is what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I like that part.
Yeah, I always like to ask that question because I always feel like you can feel it when you're listening to it, like what the artist really likes too. And I kind of like gasp at those two parts too. So it's cool. I felt like that was spot on. will you be releasing a visual? Like, do you have a concept already for it for Love You For Free?
So we're dropping a visualizer. We dropped the visualizer with the song.
Mm-hmm.
And that was we had an event for the pre-phase of it, like, you know, to just gather people to promote the pre-phase and to promote the song coming out. We had it at this place called Patsy's Pizza. Uptown in Manhattan. And just giving out free pizza. We had DJ out there. We had Goldie out there DJing. And it was like literal free love. Like, all we need you to do is press a little thing on your phone and we give you some food and we got the vibe. So the visualizer is like that event, a recap of that. And then I've done the video too. So the video is like another cool, fun vibe. I can't get a video away because it's too good. It's like art. It's literally like to me, it's like a fever dream. You ever seen stuff like that? Like, it kind of makes sense, but it kind of don't make sense, but it's beautiful. It's like that.
I feel like the new music videos that are coming out too, with artists that I speak to, they're becoming more so like miniature films versus like
just exactly that. It's exactly that. That's how we approach our songwriting. We approach it like a movie.
So when
we think about visuals.
I think you think about the visual as you're writing it too?
I always do. I don't know if that's due to modeling, because I'm always thinking about how I look, or if it's just me. You know, some people, and I saw Rihanna say this, because they talk about why Rihanna don't have no music out right now. I forgot what interview it was, but she was saying she only has visuals in her mind right now. She don't have no words and no songs, but she knows what visually she wants to convey. So, and I agree with that, because sometimes people will tell you, you got to have this in a word. You know, they try to tell you how to make a song, but everybody does it differently. But I do always think about my visuals. And when she said, I was like, oh, okay, I know it ain't just me. So yeah, visuals are important for me, for sure. For all of us, for our whole team, everybody is such a, you know, St. Collect's art, he got like art. He promotes, he supports artists. Like, he really loves artists. He lives above an art gallery. So everybody on our team is real, real visual.
Wow. No, that's so cool. That's really dope. So do you have a release date for the music video yet, or you're still working on?
I don't know yet. That's fine. But it's going to be pretty soon, because it's going to be August, like tomorrow. And then the project is projected to drop. The project is projected to drop in September. So it's going to be soon.
Cool. Like, that leads right up to my next question, because you're going to have your debut EP, Having My Way, come out in the fall. I'm so excited. What can you say about it? Like, what can you tell us about it?
So Having My Way, I'm very proud of that title, because we were thinking the titles, and then it just came to me. It was like, I was thinking about what are you right now? Who are you right now? And I think that's what this project speaks to, like who I am right now and the energy that I have right now. And I'm having my way and like with everything. And that just means, being magnetic. And when you're magnetic, it comes from you believing in yourself. So I've had a lot of like chance link ups, like Needles produced Love You For Free, which is crazy. Like, I'm brand new. But I get to work with some great people, and I know that it's because I believe in myself. And when you believe in yourself, other people believe whatever it is. I can say, I'm a chicken lady, I'm a turkey, I don't know, whatever. And they're gonna be like, yes, you are, because of how much I believe in myself. So yeah, when you have it your way, you confident, you believe in yourself, you attract in everything that you want, whatever that may be. And in my case, it's I get to live out my dreams that I had as a little girl. So we all have different dreams, but you can have your way. Have it your way. Isn't that a McDonald's slogan? That's McDonald's. Yeah. Have it your way.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I eat a little healthier than that, but same thing. You know, same thing.
Yeah. No.
I just want high quality things in my life. That's what having my way means.
Yeah. No, I love that. When we're talking about like being, you know, kind of just like not settling, I think that goes into that message too. It's just like, I want things my way, the right way. Like said, you want like luxury things, like just not even just like physical merchandise, but just the mindset, you know,
or your time. Your time, like time is one of my, I'm not like a money driven person, but like, I like nice things, but that's like not number one for me. My freedom is number one for me. My last job, I literally just looked around one day. I came in, I took everything on my desk, I just threw it in the trash and walked out. I did not do a letter. I ain't tell nobody, hey, because I was just ripping apart, like, this is a cage, this is a box. So time is my thing that's a luxury for me. I need my time.
Yeah. A bad job will take your soul, will take everything from you. I 100% agree with that.
It's terrible.
That like all the time, just like you said, freedom. Like I feel like I will be at my richest point in life when I can 100% dictate how I want my day to go. Like, exactly. I don't have to wake up to anyone. I have to do what I have to do. Just like, I get to plan my day. I wake up. I'm like, what does Autumn want to do today? Like, that's what.
And not relation to no one. Just like, what do I want to do for me? Mm-hmm. What will make me happy today? So part of my healing from the first song and the second song and everything else in between, I've, you know, been reading stuff or just watching videos, and they say some, I forgot who said this, but wake up and ask yourself, how can I make you happy today? But you're talking to yourself. Mm. So that's something that I do most days. I do that most days. Like, what you want to do today, baby girl?
Yeah.
How can I make you happy? What you want to eat? You know, you got to talk to yourself how your mama used to talk to you when you was a little girl. You have to mother yourself, or, you know, parent yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh, I'm stealing that. I love that.
It is. It's true.
It's a good mindset to have. I think we do kind of, you know, we don't sometimes put ourselves in those positions. We're so quick to, you know, be so loving and caring to like other people. And like you said, like, talk to yourself, like how your mom talks to you, like, or how she talked to you when you were a little girl, you know, that's important.
And you know, many of us, at least I can speak for myself, I was a people pleaser. So having my way is also about pleasing yourself, you know, being selfish in a good way. Like, no, I pour into myself because that's the only way I'm going to be my best self. And that's just the path I'm on right now. I just want to be my best self. I'm in competition with myself. I want to, after this project, I'm already thinking about next project. I'm like, okay, this is the music I'm making right now. What is my first project is actually scary good. So girl, you setting the bar high for yourself. So how are we going to jump over the next bar?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about now.
Like, how can you outdo yourself? I think about Beyonce, like all these things that she's done in her career. I'm just like, how do you keep outdoing yourself each time?
And you know why? She got the freedom to really just be with herself and create. And that's luxury. Like, yes, she rich, but the best part about her being rich is she can create like comfortably. That's what I'm aiming for. Ooh. Being able to create comfortably.
That's a bar. That's a bar right there. Creating comfortably.
Yeah, because so many of us, we don't, because we got to go to that job we hate. Mm-hmm. And we're taking your energy away. Blah, blah, blah. Just a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Going back into, you know, your album that you're going to release this fall. So do you have any live performances that you want to do? Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My performing is one of my favorite parts about it. Cause I like interacting with people. I like, you know, especially, you know, men in the crowd, they be looking at you. So I like finding me one to like flirt with, say some little stuff too. It'd be fun. we have some things in the works, like festivals, me opening up and stuff that's coming up. So I'm excited they're still putting it all together. So I'm excited. I'd be telling them, I'd be sending them like platforms. Hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. Like, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm just going to say one platform that I want to perform on. Savannah made it happen, and I'm so happy that she made it happen, because I just want to, you know, I'm just all about like showing my personality. So I want to be able to do that with my music.
Mm-hmm.
And performing. That's how you get people to like, oh, she cool, or oh, she funny, or you know, whatever it is they like about you.
Yeah, because I think now it's with like the artists today, it's like you kind of want to follow their personality, like see like someone that is your friend almost, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, those are my favorite artists. Yes. Mm-hmm. The ones I would hang out with. Like I don't yes. hang out with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so funny even talking to you. You remind me so much of my best friend's older sister. Mm-hmm. And she's so chill and cool. Shout out to Natalie.
Natalie girl.
Yeah. I'm gonna send her that. But yeah, like she's so cool, calm and collected, and just has like, you know, I don't know. I feel like she's just the coolest person ever. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I get that from you. And I feel like if you even like more so on social media, show your personality and stuff like that, people are just going to eat it up, especially your live performances. Yeah. You know, you're in New York. I will definitely come out to see you because
we're going to let you know, because I love having people that I know to look at in the crowd like, oh, OK. It kind of grounds me a bit like, OK.
I will be there. So we kind of went over this before, but just to like have a, you know, complete like message of what you're trying to do. So what do you want to convey to your fans for this new project that you're releasing?
I want like I know it's called Having My Way because I am having my way, but I want to inspire people to take the leap of and whatever they have to do. I ain't saying quit your job. If you know, be strategic about it. I would just be doing crazy stuff. But whatever it is that you want to do, this is me as an artist. It goes with this project with me as an artist. Whatever it is that you want to do, you got to know that it's not too late for you to do it. You have all the means inside of you if you just take a moment and reflect on it. Believe in yourself, because that's how you're going to see your success. Like it's your world. Like everybody's perspective, we all live, you know how you know, even now looking at me, you can't see yourself looking at me, but you can see me. I can't see myself. So that we all are in our own reality. So I want people to be their best self. And I hope that with every project I can just make people see my growth and also they can grow along with me.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm talking about thank you, because I just surprised myself. Like, that was nice. I should write that down.
Exactly. We'll give you a transcript of the conversation. You can add it to your notes for your album. I got you. So we're going to go into our hot topic, which is about, you know, talking a little bit how it's kind of like about your song in a way, and how it's like some pros and cons of having that lover girl persona, you know? So what would you say are some pros and cons to that?
So I had a realization the other day. I was just scrolling on TikTok and saw somebody talk about lover girl, lover boy stuff. And I realized that, I don't know if everybody, I think at some point people think about lovers, because lover girl, lover boy, they think about it real, just real, like one dimensional. It's like, oh, I fall in love with everybody I'm with, something like that. Or I'm just so kind and loving to everybody. But I thought about it and I was like, no, real lover girls always come back to the love for themselves. Like you love other people because you love yourself. You treat other people well because you treat yourself well. Because we all know people who aren't like the nicest person. If you really get to know them, they're not nice to themselves. So everything stems from yourself. So the pro to me for being a lover girl is I can always rely on myself. Like I love myself. Like I love you because it's easy to love you, whether it's romantic or a friend. Like we may not even talk no more. But even all my exes, I still love them in a way, because boy, you just wasn't the one. But I love, you know, thank you for the experience. Thank you for it. A con. Maybe when people know that you're so loving and kind, they think they can get over on you.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's kind of a con until you show them, like, especially now, I'm happy for all my past relationships, how I've learned to trust myself. And because, you know, you always right the first time. Like, I knew I was right. You try, you talked me out of being right, but I knew I was right. So it's a little con, but then I can switch it back around on them now. Like, thought it was, thought you was going to get me, but you didn't. So.
No, I totally agree. Literally, like, everything that's like literally how I talk to my friends. Like, I think the pro of all of it is that, like, you do love yourself, that you are so confident in yourself, and that you kind of have to, obviously a con for me, it's like kind of like almost you have to kind of put up a barrier to protect yourself sometimes, because when you are dealing with people who are takers and not givers, you know, they will take advantage of your kindness, of your love and all this type of thing. So you definitely want to, but you don't want to also go into a situation thinking someone's going to take advantage of me. I feel like you don't want to live life. Like, you know, you don't
want to
live life.
You don't want to. Yeah. Cause we all want like interaction. We all want like connection with people. So if you go around thinking like that, you will always be alone, and nobody want to be alone. Yeah.
The same way. I feel exactly the same way. I think with another pro of it is that I think I kind of live with no regrets in circumstances, like either with friends or relationships. Like, I know that I gave my all. So at the end of the day, if it doesn't work out, then at least I can go back like 10 years later, 5 years later, like the next month, and be like, wow, I effed this up. I didn't try hard enough for this person. So I think the pro of all of it, at least for me, is just I gave it my all. There's nothing else I can do at this point.
Like, same. I call all my past relationships or interactions, I call it content. Like, it's songwriting. I got plenty of content to write songs about. So thank you for the experience. My first song is about a old relationship. Thank you, because I am here because I wrote that song.
Yes. And
got a whole team to rally behind me. Got a distribution deal. Got a whole video. Likes, people send me messages like, oh, thank you, that song getting me through. Like, thank you, sir. Let's look at what you did.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I love that. I'm like, that it's just content now. It's content. It's content. Yeah. Like, and I think it's just like back to just like, you know, you not feeling like, you know, you had a missed experience or anything by, you know, loving too hard or just having no regrets. I think the same thing for me, like I have like no regrets with that. I feel like you said, it's content. It's, I'm growing from this. Like, I'm learning for even mistakes. There's always like two sides to every story, you know, and you kind of just like have to go through it. It's hard sometimes, but
of course,
go through it.
Of course it's hard. But like we said, we're not settlers. So I'm sure if you're not a settler, you don't have no problem being sad by yourself. I'll be sad. I'll watch Netflix. I'll call my auntie. my mama be like, she don't have patience for me when I be sad. Not like she don't have patience, but if it's over a boy, she'd be like, girl, you know, she'll listen for like 20 minutes. But my auntie, I can call her. I can talk to her about it every day for a week. But I'm gonna do all that on my own. But you gotta go out of my life. You gotta go out of my life. I'll get over it.
Yeah,
I'll get over it.
I think so too with friends. Like, people don't talk about like friendship breakups. Like, I had a friend who
that hurt.
Your girl. Like, yeah, it hurts. It honestly hurts more than a guy. It hurts so, because I'm like, wow, I really effed at you, and like, you did this to me. Or it's like more than the growing apart thing, because that I can deal with, honestly. Apart. But when someone is just literally like insane in my opinion, and then you just can't have them, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, am I going to put myself through this? Like, am I going to keep this person around me? And I honestly don't feel safe at this point. Like, you know,
Especially with what we're doing, we're growing our careers. So I'm like, you gotta get off this boat. You're not gonna put no holes in my ship.
Yeah.
Cause I got somewhere to go. Like, they really hurts me to do this. Cause you my friend, like, this hurt for real. Cause you knew me through different men and different stages. And it really do be hurt. It do hurt.
It does.
But you gotta do it.
Yeah, it has to be done. And I think it's sometimes it's just like you were there for a reason and maybe just for a season, and that you're not there for the whole year. You're not there for all of my time on earth. So it is what it is. And I think like when you always can go back to friends that you grow, like I told you, the friends I was talking to before we got online today, it's just like, they've been my friends since elementary school. And I love how we're growing together, you know? And I think I want that for even my college relationships, like growing together and that we can stay together. But
we have like this idealistic way of looking at things, but when it don't work out like that, it'd be like another one, lost another one to the streets. But those friends from elementary school growing with you, that's beautiful. Cause that's rare. I have one friend left from a long time ago, childhood, since I was 11. I have one left. Okay. And then obviously all of my other friends from college and, you know, moving to New York, I have them, but I'm hanging on to my girl. I want to let me as old.
It's nice when that can happen, especially with a lot of, like, the funny thing is with a lot of my guy friends, they've been friends since like elementary school and stuff, and they're still cool. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's different with girls. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Could be. But also, because I was talking about this with my homegirl the other day, because her boyfriend is also one of my good friends from high school. I've been knowing him since middle school. Mm-hmm. They just happened to end up together. But she was talking about him because we all have all the same homeboys, because all of my homeboys from high school, we all still friends. Mm-hmm. She was talking about, she be observing. She's like, they don't be talking about nothing. They don't know each other. Favorite color. They don't know each other how girls be knowing each other, though. They keep it real. They keep it just based on their interests, what they like. It ain't about who they are all the time. Because you ever meet men who their friends is like trash? They might be a good guy, but their friends is like, he is terrible. Why is he your friend? Because they like football. Mm-hmm. That's why they're friends. That's why they're friends. They keep it there.
I'm so, so happy you said that. Cause I'll never forget this conversation. It was literally a year ago to this day. I remember it. And this man I'm friends with, he was just like, I don't know any of my friends' birthdays. Like, his birthday was coming up and I was just like, it's kind of like, what are you doing for your birthday? Like, do your friends have anything planned for you? It's like, no, why would they do that? And I'm just like,
think like that about each other.
I'm like, so you're going to sit at home playing video games and like your friend's going to be doing whatever and they don't know it's your birthday. They're bringing you a cake. Like, she's like, if they remember, they'll say happy birthday. I'm just like,
happy G-Day, bro. Happy G-Day, bro.
Like, why is it?
That's it.
I don't get it.
It works for them.
It does work for them. Like, good for them, because I don't know if I could do it, but whatever. But no, that was good. I think that we got over that, the pros and cons and all that, and even more. So I love that. So we're going to go into just like our last segment, since we spoke a lot about like, kind of like the new music that we're listening to and all that already. We can just go into our get to know you, and we're going to get to know you a little bit more. Just quick 10 little questions.
Okay.
So first of all, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Cancer, romance.
So your birthday passed already. So happy belated. Yeah,
thank you. It was July 9th. Thank you.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I love Cancer. I realized I have like 1, 2, 3 and my sister. So 4 Cancer friends. Like, I love Cancer.
What's your sign?
I'm Aries.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. We get along well. Yeah.
Your favorite place to vacation?
I don't have one yet. I'm a nigga from the South. You know, I ain't been to many places yet. I've been a lot of places in the U.S. I've been to the Bahamas. That was fun. But I haven't been anywhere as an adult yet. So I plan to take myself on a trip after the project drop. I'm literally taking myself somewhere. I want to go to Jamaica after the project drops.
Yeah. Nice. I love that. Same. It's I haven't been to many places either.
Yeah, we're still pending on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are some of your fashion influences?
All the 90s runway moves. Naomi Campbell, Tyra Banks, Yasmin Gari. I love all that sexy, slinky stuff. Like, I love feminine clothes. Also, we all love Rihanna, but I love Rihanna because I also like to wear, I love how she can put on like a whole man's outfit. Like, she can put on something out of Rocky closet, but throw on some like single sole heels in a little bag, and it's cute. Cause sometimes I like to dress, comfortable, but cute like that. I love Zendaya. Yeah, I love how all of her projects or whatever she's working on, I love how her fashion speaks for it. Like, she creates a whole world to promote her movies and her clothes. I love that so much. My mama, because I couldn't wait to, every time I saw my mama leave out the door to go to the club, I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to wear that. And a lot of the stuff I wear today, my mama is always saying, girl, I had a shirt just like that. Or I had it. I'd be like, I know what you had. That's why I bought it, because I couldn't wait to wear stuff like this. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, same. I still stuff for my mom all the time. Like, literally, so many bags and accessories. Oh, her and my grandma.
Yes. Yes.
They did it. Yes, I saw all their stuff.
I used to get in trouble in middle school because I would be stealing her big earrings. But I would take them in my book bag and put them on at school. Me and my best friend would put them on at school. Then I had to take them off before I got home and sneak them back in her box. Yes.
Who would you say is your teen celebrity crush?
Teen celebrity crush? I didn't have a crush. I didn't have a teen celebrity crush. I had a real boyfriend. So I ain't.
Okay.
I think my last. Yeah. Child. I had a boyfriend. But my last crush was Chris Brown. And I was 10.
Same but girl.
That's like the last time I was serious about Christopher Maurice Brown. I'm sure we all feel like we were serious about him, but I was for real serious. He came out with Yo. He was like 15. And I did the math. I was like, okay, so when I'm 18, he'll only be 23. It's okay. I can find him and we can make it work. I was dead serious. It was crazy.
Not the math, yo. I used to do that too. Oh God, I loved him. Yes, yeah. It was definitely a good one.
it was intense.
A place you'd like to perform live.
Where would I like to perform live? I would love to do like Jimmy Kimmel. I just saw Ira Starr. She just did Jimmy Kimmel, and I love Ira Starr.
She's great.
So I just saw that and I was like, oh, I can't wait to do that. That's literally what I saw this morning. So I'll say Jimmy Kimmel.
That's a good one. If you weren't a singer, you would be what?
A fashion designer.
Yeah.
If I had to pick the next thing, the dream thing, it would be fashion designer.
So how about you, like, once this album comes out and everything, you have an amazing singing career, you also have a fashion line.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do everything. Like, when I watched that Kanye documentary that released on Netflix, or anytime I see him talk, people be saying he crazy, but I be feeling seen. I'm like, I get you, Kanye. Like, they don't understand. The art and things that's going on in your head that you want to do, it can make you a little, you know, because it's so much that you're trying to get out and express yourself, but your mind moves faster than your mouth moves, so people mistaken what you mean because you didn't say enough words. I tend to be like that, so I definitely can't wait to get this music thing on autopilot. Then I'm going to go into fashion and movies and just everything that I want to do.
I can see it. That'll be really good. A skill that you'd like to learn.
I want to learn how to play the bass guitar.
That's funky.
I love to see women play it too. It'd be giving like a cool vibe. Like, I want to learn that too. When I'm almost to the place where I can create in peace and comfort. So as soon as I get all the way there,
I'm gonna give me a guitar, a bass guitar, and I'm gonna learn how to play. And then I gotta give up my nails, so I need some time on that. Yeah, I need some time for that too.
So one thing that your fans might be surprised that you can do.
Draw. I can draw and paint really well. I don't really share that a lot, but mm-hmm. I've been getting back to it lately. So yeah, I'll probably show that one day.
Oh, that's cool. That's the thing with like Chris Brown too. He can paint really well. Like side mission. He really can.
He can do everything. He can play basketball, football, paint really well. He's just like an alien for real. Creative, just so creative. I admire how he has mastered how to express it all. You know, without feeling like whatever restrictions in your mind, he just be doing it all. So I'm trying to get there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. So what is some of the best advice you've got in your career so far?
The best advice. I've been getting a lot of gems. I heard something yesterday. You got to be a politician. And I've been thinking about it. I couldn't even sleep last night because I was just thinking and thinking and thinking. And of course, saying it in times of the election, now I'm paying attention a little more. I'm like, oh, I understand why campaigning for yourself and your message and your music is important.
Ooh.
So I'm going to keep that one with me. Yeah, I'm going to keep that one with me.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. You can like do have different like things in your life too, just like whatever career path you're in. Like it's basically like showing up for yourself, believing yourself, all the things that we talked about today, and then just really putting it out there in the world. So,
yeah, but you got to do it in a clear way because you got to look at it like it's not you. And if it's somebody that doesn't know me is seeing what I'm doing, will they get it? And that's the part that I'm now like another little gear has clicked on my head. Like, okay. Make sure you don't leave room for yourself to be misunderstood.
Yes, definitely. Especially in this like climate, like not only like political climate, but just like in life and then with artistry and everything like that. That's when I come up with things. I like give it to someone who's like maybe not in the media industry or entertainment or something. And they're like, does this make sense to you? Like, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because if I say to someone in the industry, like, oh yeah, I get that. Like that makes sense. But like
a common person.
Yes, a common person.
Yeah,
because that's who you want to show up. You know what I'm saying? Like to different events and things, like making sure like everyone is on the same page. You understand what we're trying to do. So
yeah, those are the people that get you where you got to go. The common person, because they are streaming, they are buying the tickets. All the industry people, they get into the events for free.
Yeah,
they get backstage passes for free. They ain't the ones that's they're getting you there through the business, but the common person is getting you food on your table, really. So it's important to show up for them.
Yeah, definitely. So lastly, we talked about this, but just to reiterate, so something that you're manifesting or some things that you're manifesting for yourself for the future.
I'll be praying and writing down my stuff. I got a whole board. I want to be blown away. Like everything I'm manifesting, I thought about it. I was like, God, this probably ain't even nothing that I'm asking for. So I'm manifesting to be blown away, like surprised by even more. I'm getting everything I asked for, but also surprised even more.
Good. Well, that is all for today, but thank you so much. Like this thank was you. Such an amazing conversation. It was so nice speaking with you. And guys, Love You For Free is out now on all streaming platforms. So stream that. And please, Deja, where can we follow you? So to keep up with all your
you can follow me. Updates. Yes, I'm on every social media, whatever it's called, platform with the same name. It's Deja Dorn. So it's DAJAHDORN. I'm on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. That's all I got right now. But yeah. And that's my name. My actual name is Deja Dorn.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you so much again. And I keep streaming Love You from Free. So thank you, girl.
Please keep streaming it. I'm trying to get out of the hood. Thank y'all. Love y'all.